Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for July 25th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman with the hot take. You love the hot take. I don't know. I feel like it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago that people were like, you know, enough of the hot takes. But now I feel like everybody just wants hot takes. No longer can we live a life without hot takes. We thought maybe we'd go in-depth factual journalism. Nobody wants that. We're straight up hot takes, and that's what I'm going to give to you. Hot! Right out of the oven. Here on this podcast. Saw the show Southside in Comedy Central last night. Loved it. Well, we had the main guy on the show a couple weeks ago. It's great. Why is it great? Because half of the jokes are specifically about Chicago addresses. And I love that kind of humor. If you know me, you know how much I love. If you can make a joke about an intersection or what high school you went to and have that be actually broadcast to a national audience, I am so in. I felt so, what's the best word? Alive watching that show. I was like, this is great. They're making a ton of inside Chicago jokes, specifically for Chicagoans, to play to a complete national audience. And it's funny, and it stands on it. It's really good stuff. And I'm looking forward to more. So good thing, Chicago being represented hilariously on Comedy Central. It's kind of like in the same vein as Detroiters was. Remember Detroiters? Great show. Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson. But this is same concept, kind of like a love letter to town, but it's really just sort of making fun of the south side of Chicago. It's really good. I like it. 4 stars. Coming up. Hey, there you go. And that was my review. No, I actually got lucky because I was stumbling around and it just started. I was like, yes! All right, what should we do? Should we get to it? Let's get to it. Here are the headlines. Mayor Lightfoot on the hot mic! Lightfoot on the hot mic! She's like she's walking James Brown song. The mayor cracked Chicago up by calling an FOP representative. Oh, this FOP clown. Under her breath, not realizing the mic was on. That's awesome. You know what's even more awesome? Her apology where she said, sorry, I said it out loud. Not sorry that I called this dude a clown. Just sorry that I said it out loud. The best. I like Lori Lightfoot. Of course, the FOP is getting all, how dare you besmirch us, with righteous indignation. But they do have some leverage here. Contract negotiations just got real. And you count the fact that the teachers' union is starting to ratchet up their demands as well? Folks, it's only a month till school starts. Yes, still, liking Lori Lightfoot. And Sue Sedlowski Garza, the alderman from the southeast side, gave a bottle of hot sauce to the mayor as a trophy for getting the full council to support the Fair Week ordinance. Why hot sauce? Because Mayor Lightfoot's on a roll. Yeah. That's all right, good. The other big news out of council, the ethics reform package, which is kind of mislabeled. It should be called, We Gotcha, Ed Burke! Essentially, the new ordinance says that you can't be a lawyer who represents clients with interests with the city. By the by, it's 2019, and this is the first time we're dealing with that blatant conflict of interest. Lightfoot is progressive, but this isn't progressive. This is no-brainer-ressive. Right? So Burke now has to decide if he's going to be a lawyer or an alderman or find a loophole, which is what good lawyers do. So never mind. Good show. Right? A guy in Northwest Indiana is driving around in a Crown Vic, pulling over women, asking for info. He's a fake cop. So far, nothing serious has happened. But my favorite part of the story is that they released a sketch of the guy and he has a police officer mustache. I mean, really trying to get a bushy mustache going, really going all cop. I mean, you can't knock the commitment. If you're going to go that way, if you're going to go for a life as fake cop, you got to have the mustache. Like, women are looking up going, license and registration? Oh, he's got the mustache. He must be legit. Fallout from the Mueller report. Sorry. I apologize. I had a big lunch. What were we talking about again? All right. Mueller's testimony. I, for one, am glad the Mueller story is behind us because now we can focus on the things that matter most to this country, like Congresswoman Omar's sham marriage. She is a marriage scammer. Did she commit marriage fraud? That's my favorite line I saw on Fox News. Did she commit marriage fraud? Come on, man. It's like right out of playbook. Like, well, can we do birther stuff with her? No, we already know where she's from. Yeah. Any Any weird stuff going on in the bedroom? We can look into it. What do we know? Has she ever spoken at a Chicago Police Board meeting? Do we got a background check on her? Marriage fraud. Anyway, did you see that bison flip that 9-year-old girl? How great was that? She's okay. Now I have to warn you, this audio reenactment I'm about to do, it's pretty graphic. Here we go. Hey, oh my God, trying to run. Again, disturbing audio in that reenactment. In sports, Bears. I had a moment last night watching the 10 p.m. news, as one does, when I saw Roquan Smith doing an interview and I yelled out to nobody, Roquan! And then I got a huge smile on my face. Roquan! He's back. Don't sleep on Roquan. He could be the best linebacker the Bears have had since Brian Urlacher. This year, this is going to be it. Let's get to it. I didn't realize Ha-Ha Clinton Dix was hurt, though. Did you see this? He's on the pup list. That sucks for a guy who has to win over a crowd that knows him entirely for having the dumbest name in the NFL and for being on the Green Bay Packers. He's got a double whammy, and he starts the year hurt. Yeah. Anyway, the cars are pulling up. Tariq Cohen stole the show in what could only be described as a detached roller coaster. But forget the car. Cohen showed up in a Walter Payton jersey to honor him on his birthday. Hey, the kid's learning. Smart. Cubs got a win to avoid the sweep in San Francisco yesterday, but K-Bry got hurt. Uh-oh. Not good. They get a day off, and it's time for a showdown in Milwaukee. The Brewers are playing pretty bad right now, but they do have Christian Yelich. And frankly, they're one of those teams that get hot in August, and you're like, really? The Brewers? But the Cubs could go a long way to beating them up this weekend. A lot harder if Bryant misses any time, though. But maybe their troubles are over. Today, the Cubs announced that Ian Happ will join the Big League Ball Club. Get ready for the Happetizer. I have a appetite for wins. Fiona Happel is going to bring us a top 40 hit. I'm just working it out. I'm working it out. The White Sox lost a series to the Marlins. Whatever. Don't blame Ronaldo Lopez, though. He pitched his third straight good start. On fire since the break. But the Sox got shut out by a pitcher who wears glasses. Oh, God. I watched a little bit of the game. What's up with A.J. Reed? He's the ginger version of Yonder Alonso. He can't hit anything. He sucks. What's with all the new White Sox not being able to hit, right? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we called up a dude and he just went bonkers, like in every other market? Yep, not here. Not on the South Side. Anyway, big weekend with the Twins. But the Sox have dropped out of contention, so really just a chance to play spoiler, which I'm okay with. Be nice to beat the Twins, right? I think of all the hated rivalries in the AL Central, and I think I dislike the Twins the most. Here would be my ranking. Twins, Tigers, Royals, Indians. Why? Because the Twins suck, the Tigers suck, the Royals suck, and I'm all about Native American equality across the board. That's why I put the Indians last in the AL Central divisional rivalries. It's just the kind of guy I am. It's just the kind of guy I am. All right. That's Lower Wacker Live for July 25th, 2019. Hey, Beats by Wes Restless, if you'd like to contribute beats to this awesome podcast, you could do so by emailing pzimmerman@wgnradio.com. Goodbye.